Article number 59, book review, finish, give yourself the gift of done.
Most of us have a pile of half-finished projects and abandoned goals.
With this being the season where most new resolutions are added to that pile, I wanted to share a book that helps you stay on track and accomplish your goals. In his groundbreaking book Finish, Give Yourself the Gift of Done, John Acuff hypothesizes that the biggest thing stopping you from meeting your goals is the desire for perfection. By accepting that things will not go perfectly, you are more likely to consistently finish what you start. Key takeaways. Done is better than perfect. Making mistakes is expected. Don't let a mistake stop you from moving forward. For example, just because you had a donut, don't give up on your weight loss goal.
Don't shoot for the moon.
Setting realistic goals gives you momentum. If you have a highly ambitious goal, cut it in half or double the timeline and you are 63% more likely to succeed, based on his research.
Know what you are giving up.
You can't do everything, so if you are taking on a new goal, make a decision in advance what you will stop doing and able to take it on. When setting the goal, make it focused as well, so you increase your chances of success. For example, pick a single asset class to invest in like storage, don't just pick real estate, which would give you an excuse to keep learning more for years. Goals should be fun. People don't quit things they enjoy. This is a big one for me. Don't pick goals because you think you should, pick goals that you really want and figure out a way to make them fun. This can be giving yourself rewards, focusing on a future event, or doing things in a uniquely personal way that works for you. It could also be going to more conferences or joining investor communities to build up a social network. If you find yourself not enjoying your goals, you are thinking about them wrong. Make things easy. Don't overcomplicate your goals. Understand what you are trying to accomplish, then figure out the simplest way possible to get there. Limit what you need to accomplish in order to meet your goal by being clear about your motivation. Track your progress, see where you are struggling, and make adjustments. Focus on how far you have come, not how much further there is to go. If your goal no longer suits you, change it. Finishing a goal you hate is not a win. It is important to incorporate feedback into your decision-making process and not be afraid to make changes if the goal is no longer serving you. The point isn't to finish things that you no longer care about. But be honest about why you are making the changes and whether or not you are giving up on something you care about or if things have truly changed. Don't be afraid to finish. Even if you don't know what is next, don't delay wrapping up your current goals. You can take time to figure out what to do next after you are done. If you are having a hard time wrapping up a goal, an interesting question to ask is, what am I getting out of not finishing? Figure that out and then tip the scale so that what you get by finishing is more important to you. For example, by adding a reward at the end or giving yourself explicit permission to decide what's next after you are done. Summary. If you have goals around real estate investing in 2025, that might translate into starting with smaller investments to build momentum rather than waiting for the perfect deal. Focusing on a single asset class or strategy initially instead of trying to master everything. Attending conferences or events to connect with other limited partners. Celebrating your milestones, closing day, first distributions, etc. The most valuable insight from Finish might be this: the path to financial freedom through real estate investing isn't about doing more, it's about finishing what you start. In a world where everyone can access the same information, the ability to finish becomes your competitive advantage. In other words, embrace imperfect action over perfect inaction. Wishing you the best in 2025. Go out there, crush your goals, and have fun doing it.
This article is my opinion only. It is not legal, tax, or financial advice.
Always do your own research and due diligence. Always consult your lawyer for legal advice, CPA for tax advice, and financial advisor for financial advice.